where Milford comes for news and talk.
The Lisa Wexler Show.
Now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome to the show. Joining us now is Thomas Coley. Dr. Thomas Coley, who is the regional president of Gateway Community College. Hello, Dr. Coley. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you come a little closer?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think that that's a little bit better. Andrew, we good? Should be okay. Okay. Dr. Thomas Coley is here to talk a little bit with us about the fact that we are going to be transitioning. We've talked about this for a while in Connecticut to a one state Connecticut college, community college system. And it's an important conversation because one of the things, Dr. Coley, that we have been talking about is the very significant decline in enrollment, not just in community colleges, but in our four-year universities as well. Do you think the consolidation of administration is a good thing to be able to do to address declining enrollment in community colleges?
Well, I don't think the change to 12 colleges is addressing directly the decline. The decline that since the pandemic has caused enrollment declines across the country, and our students have been the most vulnerable in that process, and many right now have found it easier to find jobs and work if you can. Unemployment is at 3-4%, and so there are opportunities to work. Our students come to our colleges because of to get skills to enter the workforce, but they have much more competing life situations that are confronting them. What the consolidation does is provide an expansive opportunity for students to have the flexibility of attending our campuses throughout the state. But I'm regional president over Norwalk, Gateway, and Housatonic, and certainly we emphasize that. But you can be able to access any of our courses, programs, under the one college CT state, which is one of the advantages. And it does create some economy of scale in terms of ability to streamline some of the backroom kinds of operations. But more importantly, what this will do is to allow us to coordinate better our services across the state to serve students under these new normals that we're facing, so that students who are finding it difficult to return because of childcare, because of scheduling, or other kinds of transportation, et cetera, we find ways in which we provide some of the wraparound support services that will make that easier, but more importantly, for them to access the kind of training and education that they need immediately in order to earn a better living.
So, I've been reading about some of the positives that you've been saying about mm-hmm. this consolidation. And one of the things you said that I was a little surprised about was how many more academic advisors are actually going to be hired now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have what we call guided pathway advisors, and we've hired already 140. And what students will find is that they have for every 250 students, one advisor. We used before this hire, it was up to 700 to 800 students per advisor. So that means you're getting much more attention to help you, guide you through your decisions about your career, about your educational objectives, whether you want to transfer into the workforce. And so, yes, that's part of this student first, is to make that commitment to help students to, from the time that they are interested in attending the college or even before, but to get the kind of support they need to not only get into the college, but to make the progress they need to complete and to be retained and complete the training. So, yes, it's a substantial commitment, and we're very pleased that we're able to do that now. It shows a commitment to our student success.
We're talking with Dr. Thomas Coley, who's the regional president of Gateway, Norwalk Community College, Housatonic. Dr. Coley, what are the most popular majors or however you would call it, what are the most popular concentrations and studies that the students are doing in the local community colleges?
Well, certainly nursing is always, and healthcare are very popular. We have manufacturing and engineering technology, but our allied health programs that goes with healthcare are very popular, and business and with IT are the kinds of areas that have of high interest.
Yeah, I would think that those jobs are just clamoring for people to fill those jobs. They just, the workforce is just dying for people to have some credentials or education or work experience to be able to hire people right now. It's really an extraordinary time.
Yeah, and that's the critical thing. You have to having a credential that gets you in and keep you in the workplace. And we've looked at ways in which to streamline the process of getting into the classes and completing and providing certifications of skills. Credentials that employers want to see. We're very much aligned with the Governor's Workforce Council and to make sure that the kind of curricular offerings we're having and training are aligned where there's high demand and high salaries that to correspond to what we do at our campuses. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Well, in terms of what we think about from the public point of view, from the consumer point of view, how will the experience of going to one of Connecticut's community colleges change?
Well, I think that it hasn't really changed because we're still an open admissions institution. We have faculty and staff who are very much committed to students, who understand the students who are walking through our doors. They're not only very talented, but there's some that have very needs that they need to be addressed in terms of support to get them through, and they're there to help them to be successful. That's at the core of our mission, and so that will always be there. But we do know that students need more flexibility. There are more online courses that are being offered and the ability to complete a credential. And as I mentioned earlier, how we can accelerate that experience for the student by getting certificates that before the degree, but a certificate that's something that's viable that can lead to employment readiness.
I just want to give some examples. So Norr Community College has a special paralegal program. Manchester or Capital offer content relevant to the insurance industry. Physics at Three Rivers Community College keeps a component on nuclear energy because of the Dominion Millstone nuclear plant nearby. You also say that Manchester has an occupational therapy assistant program. Quinnebog has a medical lab technician program. There's a massage therapy program in Assentuck. And you say that all are unique and all will continue. So the options on each campus will continue despite the consolidation.
Yes, and I could mention Vet Tech at Norwalk as well, and Surge Tech at Gateway at Housatonic, and we have a manufacturing at Housatonic as well. So all of those programs in response to community needs will always be in place. There may be some nuance in terms of like with the at Three Rivers, with the nuclear, to make sure that we're focusing on that specialized training. That we have some IT components with Amazon and Google that have special training that will get you into very employable positions. But those are the kind of things we see as advantages to the students to give them the kind of flexibility, but the kinds of skills that they need to advance. And so that will never change.
And as far as the grants, as opposed to loans, is the Connecticut State College system flush with grant money for students?
Well, I think I would address that on two fronts. One, I don't know if it's flush, but we're very fortunate that we have very active foundations that raise scholarship funds for our students on each of our campuses, and they contribute substantially to helping students and meeting their needs, not only in terms of paying for courses, but various support services like housing and child care or immediate needs they may have. We're also pleased that that the legislature funded, again, the Pledge to Advance Connecticut, what we call PAC, not only for first-time full-time students, but now part-time students can have access to these funds, and this would allow them to graduate debt-free through the various aids they receive and through the funding through PAC. So our objective is to reduce the costs, if not eliminate the costs, for most, if not all, of our students through those kinds of initiatives.
That's fantastic. Dr. Thomas Coley, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity, Lisa.
It's a pleasure. Have a great day. Thank you. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show.